One of the useful properties of the event tracing for Windows system is that it's extensible. That means that you can log your events alongside the kernel events and the .NET runtime events that are already being logged by the system. We're going to show you exactly how to do that in this video. We're going to use a class that was introduced in version 4.5 of the .NET runtime called EventSource, and we're going to write a small C# application that demonstrates exactly how to use it, and I'll show you just how easy it is to use. To begin with, what we're going to do is we first have to get that demo code. So the way to do that is just type EventSource into a search engine. If you just typed event source, you'd find lots of party companies, so you have to write something else, and tracing is not a bad thing to add, because this lives in system diagnostics tracing. So if you do that, you're likely to get some parts of my blog about this subject. You can see here, this is my blog, so you can click on that link, and what we're looking for is the very first of the blog entries of this series, and this one happens to have a link to it. But if it didn't, you could go down to the topics here and look in the event source topics and pick the very first one. This is the one we're looking for, the introduction tutorial on system diagnostics tracing event source. And please do read this blog entry. It pretty much goes over the same material that I'm doing here. What I needed was this download file. So I'm going to download that file. Open it up. It's a zip file which contains a Visual Studio solution that we're going to use. And the other thing I need is the Perfview tool. And you can either just do another search for Perfview and you'd find the download site, or there's a link to it right here. So we're going to download the Perfview tool itself. And that too is a zip file which has a single exe in it, and you can just drag that over to the desktop too. And it copies that over, and pretty much now I have everything I need. And so I'm done with the internet, and I'm going to open this this solution. Now, for those of you who don't happen to have Visual Studio 2010 installed on your machine, you can still actually go through this demo. I'm only going to use Visual Studio to like look at the source code. You can also, of course, build it if you have Visual Studio installed, but you don't need to in order to just walk through this demo. So I'm launching the solution, and I'm going to go to the actual heart of making a new event source. But before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about versioning. I mentioned that EventSource was new to version 4.5 of the .NET runtime. If you happen to not have version 4.5 of the .NET runtime yet, you're running on, say, 3.5 or 4.0, you can still run this particular demo. And the reason is because we created a standalone DLL called EventSource.dll that comes with this demo. That will run on v4.5, 3.5, or v4.0. So you can you're free to use that in any application. If you want to start using EventSource right now before you can be sure that .NET 4.5 is out there for all your customers, you can just include this DLL in your project. But then a year later, you can just remove those things when you're sure that everyone has the appropriate version of the .NET runtime. You don't need this extra DLL. So what this DLL defines is this new class, System Diagnostics Tracing Event Source, and the way you create something to log events is you create a subclass of this, and then you create a bunch of methods, and you can see here I've created 7 different methods that log different kinds of events. So you'll have a method per kind of event, and you can see I have a load method, an unload, and so forth. And they all have the same basic structure. They have a set of arguments that are up to the particular event. If you don't need to log extra things, you don't need to log anything. It can have no arguments. And then their body always looks the same. It's write event, a number, which is the ordinal number of the method. So because this is the first method in the class, this is 1, second method is 2, and so forth. And then just pass along every argument. And that's pretty much it. So basically, what you're going to write in your code is the load routine, and then what will happen is you'll pass that on to the infrastructure by giving it this event ID 1. And that's all you have to write. So in order to write just one method, I'm sorry, one kind of event, I would just need literally this is one line of code right here. Now, I've got this application happens to do seven different kinds of logs messages. And the other thing that's useful to do is that you probably only want one logger, one event source for your entire application. So you should create a static variable, I always call it log, and create a new event source and put it there. At that point, you can start using it in your program. And here's a sample use. All I do is grab the static event source instance, and then whoops, call in this case the load twice, and then I call other things. And notice I'm using enumerations. I'm using particular one. I can do an OR of two flags. I can pass strings. I can pass booleans. I can do all sorts of things. And pretty much that's the application. So because I want to show how this works without Visual Studio, I can close Visual Studio down now, and I can just go into the bin directory and launch the demo. And it's going to say, oh, this came from the internet, so do I want to run it? And the answer is yes. And it shows what it's it shows that it runs it. And the thing about it is that this demo isn't that interesting because all it does is log. So it doesn't do anything except log. And so by default, ETW logging is not turned on. You have to turn it on explicitly with a controller. And so what the app is telling you is how to do that. The other thing that this app does is actually shows it times how long it took to run 10,000 methods, and then computes how long each particular event took. And so in this case, you can see that it only took 57 nanoseconds to notice that nothing had to be done because the source was off and do nothing. So it's very, very cheap if you don't use it, and you'll see in just a second how cheap it is when you do use it, which isn't too bad. So we need to turn on the event source, and you can do it by following the instructions right here, but you can also do it in the way that I'm about to show you. So we can close the application, and we're going to launch Perfview. And again, it's going to say, because this came from the internet, are you sure? And you can see that it's signed by Microsoft, so you can have some assurance that it's not a virus. And what we're going to use is we're going to use the collect command. And what this does is turn on event logging system-wide. And it's saying, hey, I'm going to put it into this data file. I'm going to turn off, and so what I, but we need, but by default, Perfview only shows you the only shows you the .NET and the kernel events. I'm going to have to tell it to also log the minimal event source events. And so you have to put the name of the provider down here, the name of the event source, and you have to put a star in front of it. You can look more into the help on why exactly that is, but just take my word for it, you have to do that. And I'm also going to turn off this option that if I'm not doing 3.5 run, if I don't have applications that have 3.5 on them, I can save myself a little time by clicking that checkbox. So I can now start collection. And then I can go back and I can run the demo. Notice it took longer to log the events now than it did before, but it's still pretty fast. It's 2.6. If I ran it again, let's run it again. It's usually under 2 microseconds per event, and so that means that you can do about a half a million events a second. But you don't want to use up all the time, so you don't want to have more than 100,000 a second. But really, if you're even over 1,000 or at most 10,000 events a second, you probably should be thinking about throttling your events. So at this point, we have collected data, and so we can now stop the collection. And so we actually ran the application twice, and so we'll actually see that. It's preparing, it has now stopped, and remember, it also has all the kernel and ETW events in there too, and so it takes it a little while. And by default, Perfview assumes that you want to do a CPU investigation. We don't want to do a CPU investigation. What we want to do is we want to open up that data and go to this events view. And in the events view, it's going to show every single kind of event that's in the log. And here they all are. But really, we only care about things that have minimal in them. And so here are all the events that came from minimal event source. And you can hit return, and here they all are. And you can see that each event, like here's my image, here are my image load events, and then my other events that I did. And in the high frequency event, it turns out I did 10,000 of them, logging a different value each time I logged it. So you can see they're all here. And among other things, if you right click, you can save this as XML if you want, or you can like open it in Excel. So for example, I could select some columns. So let's assume I cared about the value, and I hit enter. And so now I've got all the events that, and I have one column of value, and then I can also export that into Excel. And now I have all those events in Excel, and I can manipulate them in Excel if I like to. And so here they all are. So you can do quite powerful things with your events once you have them, and you can see that it wasn't very hard to do it. And that's pretty much all I need to talk about here. So in recap, Event Source makes it very easy to log new ETW events using literally just a couple of lines of code down here to declare it, and then a line of code wherever it needs to be in order to log the event. And then Perfview makes it very easy with the collect command to simply turn on the event source and then look at it in the events view of the tool, of the Perfview tool. And that concludes this video of how to use Event Source to log your own ETW events.